We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ticket window in the saintly one in 15 minutes, but no need to screw around because we're very happy to be joined in studio by the man with Anna. Anna has it, the update. What was his long yesterday?
64 yards.
64 yards. Ladies and gentlemen, Marquette King, Oakland Raiders punter.
Turn my swag.
Hey, 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 hey. Hey.
Let's go.
Joe, here we go.
Hey, I just wanted
I'm starting to realize how outnumbered I am.
Let me hear a freestyle.
How you feeling?
I feel great, man. We're going to playoffs.
What was that ride? Take us through it if you're a listener, because we have gotten some great phone calls today of the fans who have just gone through so much with this team over the last decade plus. Let them know, Raider players, it counts down from there to the locker room to the plane. How's everyone feeling? What's it like?
Everybody was live. Everybody was turnt. I mean, we going to the playoffs, man. And you can definitely tell the team's grown up from when I first came in 2012 to now. And Reggie McKenzie, the people upstairs, Joey, they've done a real good job putting the pieces together. So it's a great feeling. But everybody was turnt yesterday.
Was the music playing on the plane? Were y'all getting hype in there, dancing and stuff?
We had my boy Darren Bates on the track.
Yeah, yeah.
DJ Bates.
That's what's up.
You know, he had the tunes blasting. So
Coach let y'all get it in. He let y'all kind of hang out last night on the plane on the way right home. So he said, turn it up, huh?
I mean, we turned up, man. Regardless, we're going to the playoffs, so why not?
Marquette King in studio with Joe Lowe and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Sebastian Janikowski, you work very closely with him. He's the only guy left from 2002. That's the field, the same field. The Raiders lost the Super Bowl on to Tampa Bay. You guys came back to clinch the first playoff berth since 2002. How's Seabass feeling?
Seabass feels good, man. I thought it was kind of cool to see the picture from back in the day to now. Like, you can definitely tell, like, he lost some weight. My boy looking good.
Guru.
Marquette, you like to express yourself and have fun on the field. We love watching it. But as a player, do you frown upon the NFL and how they crack down on the end zone celebrations and not let these players be expressive? Because the fans love it.
I mean, you know what? So people put so much work into what they do. And I'm sure it feels real good for them to express and let people know, I put so much work into it. Why not let it all out? And I mean, it's definitely above my pay grade to really shoot a straightforward answer, but I think it should be more celebration.
How was it, man, when, you know, warming up for the game, you're out there, you know, I remember going and being in San Diego, and you guys used to always, the Raiders would come in and the crowd was big, but yesterday, man, the crowd was unreal. So many Raider fans. But how was it, man, warming up out there, punting, warming up, and you kind of glance up and they show the scores, what's going on around the league, and you saw that Kansas City just went down. What was it like leading up to that? And then in the locker room, did Jack say, hey, boys, let's take care of business now? We already know, because I know you guys had been scoreboard watching.
Well, of course we were scoreboard watching now. But I think our mission was to stay focused on that game.
Sure.
Just so we can just take it one game at a time and stay focused. So that was our main goal. I mean, everybody knew that Kansas City lost. And
Could you think the crowd knew? Could you tell the crowd knew? Did they roar?
Me and Derek and Donald Penn were standing at the tunnel in Cundo. We were getting ready to run out. You could just hear fans yelling in the tunnel, hey, the Chiefs lost. I'm like, okay. Really? I had to act like I didn't know.
Right.
Marquette King in studio with Joe Lowe and the Guru, 95.7 The Game. Have you ever played in a road game in your life in which you had that much support from Raider Nation?
Tennessee. Yeah, I mean, it definitely felt like a home game. So we could almost just play the game out here in Oakland.
What was Mexico City like compared to that?
Mexico City was turnt, too. It was turnt, man. I mean, it felt like I was partying or something because the altitude had me kind of thrown off a little bit, but it was fun.
How'd your body handle that, by the way? Because that's something, for guys like me who have never played in that situation, we hear about it. We hear it can have an effect, but you don't really know what it's like. How were you physically for that game?
Well, you know what? When I first got to the stadium, I got off the bus. I'm like, man, this ain't nothing. Everybody trying to over-exaggerate the altitude. I go down the stairs. Boy, I feel like I just ran a triathlon. Man, it was different.
Now that you guys punched your ticket to the playoffs, what's the confidence level like? Is there any team that you look at like, we don't care who we play or where we play them at, we can handle them?
I mean, we just take it one game at a time. I don't think, I mean, of course our confidence is up there because it started off with our head coach, Jack. He carries himself with a lot of confidence, so it rolls off on all the players. And our mission is just to take it one game at a time.
And when you think about that, you know, switching gears, you know, I was blessed enough, you know, to play for 16 years and seen a lot. Seen some good, the bad, the ugly. Played on some Cincinnati Bengals team. Me and Joe talk about, we won two games. Played when there was the Saints. When we weren't called the Saints, we were called the Aints. And no one wanted to come around. You couldn't give away tickets. Now that you're on top, thank God we didn't have Instagram and Twitter and stuff around. Now that you're on top now, how do you juggle this thing? You know, you're a little prettier now. Girls looking at you like you're a little more sexier now, Daddy. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you're a single man. I mean, how do you balance, you know, how do you find out, you know, you're looking for a woman? I mean, well, talk to me, Goose.
I mean, you got to look at it like this, man.
Talk to us, Cuddy.
I've always looked this good. I mean, the looks ain't never went nowhere. The swag ain't never went nowhere. It's just a plus. It's just a plus.
Marquette King with Joe Lowe and the Guru, 95.7 The Game. I wanted to, we were talking about this a bit off air. Take us through Kansas City in terms of that weather. Bone chilling, huh?
Yeah, that was a different kind of cold. And it was the first real cold game I've ever played, to the point to where when we flew back to the Bay Area, you know how it gets cold at night.
Yeah.
I got off the plane, I almost took my shirt off. It felt hot.
Well, you always like to take your shirt off. It don't matter, King. I mean, we came in here last time, and, you know, Anna was...
Are you wearing a shirt today?
Look at him.
He does have a shirt on today.
Camo.
Okay.
It's camo. But.
Anna started blushing last time you came in, had the chain on, you know.
He looked like Michael Jackson last time.
I felt like Usher.
He had a yellow jacket, leather jacket zipped up. We're like, sit down, sit for a while. You can take your shirt off, or take your jacket off. He goes, well, I ain't got no shirt on underneath. Like, okay.
You know what? I had a cold the day before, so I kind of still felt the medicine, so I felt kind of like Usher.
Now, you look like a wide receiver. We've seen you run. How did you get into punting and kicking the ball?
Bored, man. I'd go out and run routes as a receiver and set up cones, and then when I would run the routes, I would turn around, ain't got no quarterback to throw the ball, so it's like I kept doing that, and when I ran all the routes, I was like, I don't want to go inside yet, so I just started kicking one ball down the field, going back to get it, and kicking it back.
Marquette King with Joe Lowe and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. What was the message from Coach Del Rio after the game? Obviously, it's a big moment. You've worked so hard to get to a point where you can deliver a playoff berth, but clearly the work's not done. We get to come on air. We get to celebrate. The fans get to celebrate. We all get to have fun. But for you guys, what was the message afterwards?
I mean, it was, hey, guys, we're going to playoffs. We clinched a spot in the playoffs. But we still got to stay focused and take it one game at a time, just like we came here. So, I mean, it's one game at a time, every game.
What can you tell us about Bruce Irvin? We know the Khalil Mack is a game changer, a guy that can get after it. His name's going to be talked about as defensive MVP and player of the year. But Bruce, yesterday, in crucial times, the young man seemed to step up and almost kind of like Batman and Robin. He definitely played that Robin role yesterday. Who is he as a man, and what type of player, and what does he bring to this ball club?
Bruce is a real good athlete, man. Like I said before, he's came from the Seahawks. The Seahawks have been there.
Sure.
The Seahawks have been where we're trying to go, and the Raiders have brought other people in from those positions to help people like Khalil, Derek, like to instruct us on how to do our jobs better to get to that point. And
what are some of the things that a Bruce would say to you guys? And you guys, I know you guys got some talent there, but what does a Bruce Irvin bring to that team? What is that type of gravitas to some of the things that he makes you guys feel that you can compete?
I mean, he'll get on us about just coming out early or just mentally focusing on your job. Hey, man, come out here early. I better see all these rookies out here getting this work in, like 30 minutes before practice. Like, they're always on each other.
You know, you guys have a special relationship as specialists, yourself, John Kondo, Sebastian Janikowski. I asked you about Seabass earlier. John Kondo has been around a long time. Mm-hmm. This is his first trip to the postseason. How was he after the game?
He was excited, man. I mean, everybody was turnt. Everybody was turnt. So, I mean, if y'all had Instagram Live, y'all probably could have seen it.
When you when you turn on the phone after the game, it's probably a lot of congratulations. Did your girlfriend Kim Kardashian weigh in at all?
Yeah, tell her we said hello, Mark.
The text line wants to know that you got to ask King about Kim Kardashian.
Hey, man.
Stop playing, man.
He's
turning red.
Hey, man, y'all talking Spanish right now. I can't understand what y'all saying right now.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Marquette King's going to be hanging out for a little while. We got the ticket window coming up in just a little bit on this Raider Monday, brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet. Drive a little, save a lot. Dolan's Lumber, doors and windows. Thanks for having out. We're going to keep it rocking for the rest of the day. Derek Carr with JT the Brick at 1045. It's Joe, it's Low, it's the Guru. It's 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Raider Mondays. Here's Joe, Lowe, and Dibs.
You know, Lorenzo, if we were Facebook Living this during the break, we'd all be fired right now.
Not me. Not me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not you, Guru, yeah, of course. It'd be the Guru. Welcome to Mornings with Guru.
Well, Guru, you're a bootleg preacher. Don't even start, bro. Don't even start.
It went Friday.
This is how
me.
That show Ms. would Parker? Start. Bay Area, I want to know what you think about Dak Prescott.
Yes, that's exactly good.
And then everyone driving around is going, what the hell is this guy talking about?
You see
about?
How they do me, Marquette?
He comes in, 11 straight wins, they lose one. Joe, it's over.
Right.
It's over, Joe.
You do.
Throw it out no one front of any time for your cowboy panic. Problems.
Yes, you do.
Damn.
Panic. One loss.
All right.
Got them waves, don't he?
But those always do look nice.
But what are this nice hair?
My boy got the ocean.
That's all. The kids call it swim. Yeah.
I don't know what the hell anyone's talking about. I'm going to give away some tickets right now. The ticket window open. A pair of tickets to see Chris Tucker live at the Warfield on Saturday, February 4th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and AXS.com. Do you have any Tucker Friday drops back there? No.
Joe, yeah. They
just completely caught off guard. Chris Tucker, the first thing I think is Friday.
Right.
Friday. It's no. It's what's the thing with Jackie Chan? What franchise was that?
Rush Hour.
Yeah, that's what everyone thinks. Tucker and Friday. Right. That was the movie. All right, so you got to get the trivia question right. The line is 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Now that the Oakland Raiders are heading back to the playoffs, which NFL team has the longest playoff drought? Clue. I married into that. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Which NFL team has the longest playoff drought? We got the Saint. The saintly one, Gary St. Jean, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. He is brought to you by Northern California Acura Dealer. Saint, you are on with myself, Lorenzo Neal, the Guru, and Raider punter Marquette King is here as well. How are you?
Well, I'm just concerned about Marquette, how the hell he's doing today with you guys next to him.
Legitimate concern. I would say that's a legitimate concern. Let's start with Saturday night against Portland. I mean, what do we even say about this team at this point, Saint? That was ridiculous. That's a good Portland team.
Well, it is, and you know, it very likely can be the first round of the playoffs. I'm about 5 months ahead of time, but I'm seeing them in the eighth spot if they get their act together. Just a terrific performance. And we saw last week with Klay Thompson going for 60, and we see Kevin Durant going 11 for 13 from the floor and making it look real easy. Kind of like Marquette punting the ball.
Why, Zane? I want to know the why. Is it just a team having a bad night, especially when you see the Warriors, their schedule, and they go to Portland and still perform like that? And you're talking about this could probably be a playoff team. How does a team just have a total meltdown in a night like this?
I think they lacked veteran leadership in the locker room. You know, you can coach and talk all you want. Unless you're going to get effort and focus out there from your team on defense, you're going to struggle because defense travels on the road. And if you don't bring it, you're going to get smacked. And they did. You know, I'm a big fan of Dame Lillard, an Oakland guy, great player. And he was frustrated. He spoke his mind after the game, which I like. But they're in a downslide. They're struggling on the other side of the coin. We've got the Warriors, and we've got them tomorrow night against the hot Utah team, who's won 11 out of 13, and they're pretty much back at full strength. And then they hit the road, you know, for the Christmas trip. And I got one question, though, for Marquette. I want to know if he's going to jump in the salvation bucket next Sunday when he booms a kick about 60 yards like Elliott did last night.
Come on now, you know I got to do something extra, especially if I put
well,
it inside
got
five.
Quicks. I've seen you.
Come on now, your boy got them wheels.
I love it. Wow, that's great stuff.
Gary St. Jean with Joe Lowe, Guru, and Marquette King on 95.7 The Game. How do you think head coach Steve Kerr approaches the Christmas game with Cleveland? All eyes are going to be on this game. We're all foaming at the mouth to see this game, Saint. But you got Detroit on a Friday night. Any chance that maybe there's a little more rest divvied up to have the team ready to go for the revenge game?
Could be. He'll talk to his vets. You know, the young guys, they don't want to take a night off. I'm talking Durant, Curry, Thompson, and Green. They want to play. But, you know, we're talking about Pachulio's been out with a wrist injury. Could be Livingston. Could be Iguodala. Seeing how they're doing. You know, it's a back-to-back. You're right. And they're going to be in Brooklyn the night before. So that very well likely could happen. But nothing will – it'll be all about, you know, the X's and O's and your game plan. There'll be no need to give a fiery new Rockne speech come Christmas Day in that locker room because there's pride. And players, when there's big games like this on the schedule, guys really bring the A game. You know it's one of five national TV games for the NBA, and it's the marquee game. You know, we're starting – it'll be early here. It'll be 2:30 back east, and I can't wait for it. I got to tell MJ to make sure we plan the dinner around it.
Saint, I've been real excited to watch JaVale McGee, his role, to watch him grow with the starters and watch Steve Kerr gain more confidence in him. And I got yelled at over the weekend doing radio because I said, what if, do you think there's a possibility that he could possibly, as athletic and gifted as he is, develop a low post game? And they were like, the guy's been in the league 8 years. He is who he is. Do you think that's a possibility? Am I crazy to think and want that?
You know what? He's what we call a paint player. He's going to score right there in the blood where it gets physical. He plays with verticality. He's way up there above everybody else. He's a beneficiary of Draymond Green and the other guys throwing him lobs. The defense has to go out and guard all those shooters. It gives a lot more space for him to operate down there. He can run like heck. He can block shots. He can rebound. He doesn't have a real refined low post game, but that's okay. We don't see a lot of that anymore. He is playing right now exactly like they hoped he would play. I read a comment in this morning's paper saying it's the happiest he's ever been in the NBA. What a great thing for a veteran guy like that, you know, to come into this team. Andre Iguodala played with him in Denver, and so he knew him. And he's had a ton of injuries, whatever. And so for him to be warmly embraced by his teammates. Players love throwing those lob passes. You know, it's nice to be making threes, but they like seeing guys up by the top of the box, you know, just tomahawking it down. That fires everybody up.
No question. Saint, when you look at guys like you alluded to, the Iguodalas and Livingston, you know what you're going to get from those guys. They've just been consistent. There's a guy that seems like starting to pick his game up. Mm-hmm. He seems that he's having fun doing it. Ian Clark. Talk to me about him.
Hey, Lo, that's a great call. You know what? You know, it takes a while to get comfortable in your role. And he's filling the role that Barbosa played last year. He's coming off the bench, playing a little one, playing a little two. But one thing he's got to bring is the confidence. And now we're seeing consistency in that shot. And the guy's really got a tight shot. It's right off the shoulder. It's not way above the head. So he needs a little space, but when it's going, it's really, you know, looks great. But I love a player who's confident. He believes in himself right now. His teammates believe in him. His coaches do. So this is big for the team because they need, though, beyond this, as you said, Lo, Livingston and Iguodala at the 6 and 7 spot in the rotation, and then you've got David West. Well, then now all of a sudden we're up to 9. And who else is going to step up? Now, are we going to get Looney really comfortable? Is McCall going to get comfortable? That's the regular season. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Players grow and develop, and when they've got great teammates like the Warriors have, they help them in the process.
Saint, we didn't get a chance to talk to you about this last week, but the passing of the great Craig Sager, the Warriors and Steve Kerr with just a tremendous moment, the moment of joy before the game. Take us through that, and if you have any stories you'd like to share about Sager.
You know, I was sitting there with Pop and Kalena, and I'm watching what he's doing, and he gets out there with the mic. tells the Knicks players and coaches, hey, fellas, come on in here. They get a little semicircle. And, you know, he touched on some personal stories. He touched on the impact that Craig had on players today. And I'll share a story about him in a moment. But what I loved was that he touched, you know, on what a great guy he was. When people saw him, they smiled. And then he closed by asking everybody to stand up and give him an ovation. Not a moment of silence, a moment of celebration, of joy for this man's life. I loved it. Steve Kerr, I've told you guys this many a morning. He's one of the top three coaches in the NBA, but he's even a better person. That sounds like a cliche, but trust me, he is, and that just amplified it. Now, I'll go back to Sager. I'm coaching with Nelly in Milwaukee, right? So we're playing the Hawks, Mike Fratello's coach, and they got Dominique, Doc Rivers, Randy Whitman, Kevin Willis, and Sager had a little piece of a bar. So we had a night early, and contact Mike Fratello. He said, come on, fellas. He said, let's go out and have a couple cold ones. So we go to the watering hole, and we walk in with Sager, and I don't know this guy that well. Well, it was like meeting the mayor. He walked in, and he had a hug, a handshake, a high five, and every guy that saw him was beaming. And I said, God, this guy's a cool guy. And then that was a 30-something-plus-a-year relationship with him. And whenever you saw him, you just felt good. I mean, this guy had an impact. He really loved what he did, great family guy, but he touched a lot of people in the NBA family, whether you were I fast forward now to, what was it, last year when he was doing the finals, and, you know, he was struggling. And how about our fans? The way he was there, and they showed him, and that whole sections were standing up, giving him high fives. Then he was getting like a standing ovation. Then our team wearing those T-shirts. This guy was an impactful guy. He was just a great, great guy. And I was privileged to know him pretty darn well.
A beautiful story, no doubt. Gary St. Jean with Joe Lowe, the Guru, and Marquette King on 95.7 The Game. Saying, as always, thank you so much for your time. I don't think we're going to get a chance to talk to you before the end of the week. So Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours. And enjoy the game against Cleveland. We'll catch up with you next week.
Well, ho, ho, ho to you guys, too, and Marquette. Listen, great win yesterday, and I hope the heck you can continue this kind of performance after having sat between these guys for 3 hours. You've got a lot of weight on your back if you're carrying those guys.
He's the best.
I know. Hey, I appreciate the love, man. You're awesome.
Thank you, Saint. Gary St. Jean and all Warrior guests always sound better if you're wearing JBL headphones, the official sound of the Golden State Warriors and 95.7 The Game. Raiders punter Marquette King in studio with us now. Have you changed the game for punters and specialists? You guys now in the public spotlight? You got other punters coming up to you asking for tricks?
Man, you know what? It's just a blessing. I don't know. I just do what I do. It's just what I do. Just being myself.
You give us a story. Has any punters reached out to you? Tell us about one during the break about one of your fellow punters reached out and said, you know, talk to us what you guys kind of the conversation, yeah. What people ask you.
My boy Brad Wing, he punts for the New York Giants. Uh-huh. Real good dude, man. Good punter. You know, Aussies are real good with their feet, so they're good at putting the ball wherever you want to put it or hitting the most trickiest punts ever. But he texted me, or he called me. He was like, hey, mate. Man, you got these reporters asking me about dancing. Thanks a lot. I'm like, hey, man. I said, you should do the Pee Wee Herman. It'll go good.
Yeah.
You hear the Pee Wee Herman tequila
dance. Right. Right. But There you go.
He was a beast at LSU.
Yeah.
He was a beast of a punter at LSU because LSU for the last decade plus has no offense whatsoever.
Right.
So it's been defense and special teams. And when LSU had Brad Wing, he was pinning them back all day long to let that defense eat. That was it. You talk about OD and special teams.
Absolutely.
It was D and special teams at LSU during that day.
No question. Mark, real quick, and then go jump in and ask this question. But who around the league did you look at and the other corners that you emulate and a guy that you say, man, he's got what it takes too. Is there a couple guys that you compete against as well?
You know what? Skill wise, Thomas Morstead, the punter for New Orleans Saints, one of my good friends. Thomas Morstead, Tim Mestay, he was a punter for the Green Bay Packers. We would always get together during the summer, and they were one of the first punters I really got serious about watching. And the more I watched them and saw how serious they took their craft and how technical they were, Well, that's what I tried to copy, but the only thing about me was I could not be real technical. It was just go out there and punt the ball. Like, I'm not finna take a 6-inch step with this foot and then take a 12-inch step with that foot. No, just step and punt that thing. So that was my mindset.
Joe Fortenball, wow. Lorenzo Neal, the guru, in with Marquette King. He's in studio. You want to take some calls from listeners?
Let's
they
go.
Want to call up and get to know Marquette King?
Let's go.
All right, we're going to open up the phone line. You want to talk to King, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. He's here. He's wearing a shirt. He's in rare form this morning as his Raiders are headed back to the playoffs for the first time since 2002. We're going to have that next. Also, congratulations, Chris, in Stockton. The Buffalo Bills currently riding the longest playoff drought. Two tickets to go see Chris Tucker at the Warfield on February 4th. All that and more coming up in 1 minute. Don't go anywhere. Joe Lowe, the guru, and Marquette King, 95.7 The Game.
Damn!
There's only two things that matter on this Monday morning, and it comes down to two words. We've been saying them all morning. Everything you've been through, the holidays coming up, the errands, everything you got to worry about, put it all to the side. Because today, your Oakland Raiders are playoff bound.
No doubt. I'm super pleased that we earned our way in. Very happy and proud about that.
Here's the field goal by Janikowski, 45-yarder from the right hash mark, his preferred hash mark, and he's got plenty of distance and right down the middle. Good.
Irving going to chase Rivers down from behind and get a sack.
There's Derek shotgun looking right, going to lob one for the end zone for Crabtree. He caught it in bounds. No. Out of bounds. Perry's coming out from under the hood here. Touchdown Raiders
or
not?
After reviewing the play, the right foot was down with clear possession. Then the foot, left foot was down with a slice of blue between the heel.
Touchdown. Touchdown Raiders. He gave him a touchdown. Here's Rivers back on second down. Flushed out, chased from behind, he got sacked. Back inside the 8-yard, the 10-yard line by Bruce Irvin. Fourth down, Raiders get this play stopped. In less than 15 yards, they will take over. San Diego will have one timeout remaining. Rivers back in his end zone, gets hit by Irvin from behind. Throws, intercepted by Reggie Nelson. Go down, Reggie, he wants to run it back. 20, 15, he dives down now and he goes down. The Raiders have got the game.
Derek will take one more shotgun snap from Rodney Hudson. One more kneel and the Raiders will count it down. It's like New Year's Eve and Dick Clark is here, coach. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Raiders are in the playoffs.
Raider Nation, let's go.
The drought is over. The hype is up. 11 wins on the season. Most recently, 19-16 at Qualcomm, a.k.a. the Coliseum South, yesterday afternoon as your Oakland Raiders are headed back to the postseason for the first time since 2002. Good morning. Thanks for stopping by. Joe Fortenball, Lorenzo Neal, the guru in for Dan Dibley. Guru, how you doing?
I'm hanging. You know, I'm fired up. The Raiders
it generally
won.
Helps if the microphone's
on. And I got to tell you, it is. Marquette, before this season started, your boy, I predicted you guys were going to go 13-3.
He did.
Two more victories and all the backlash I got, I'm two victories away, man. Y'all do bring it home for me.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. You know what?
Y'all want the king outside, man.
Like an animal in the cage. We got all the other R&B stations lined up outside. It's like, hey, you know, Lorenzo Neal's in here every single day. No one ever comes down. Maybe the boss comes down. Hey, Lo, pull the microphone a little bit closer to your mouth.
Exactly.
Hey, Joe, stop talking so much.
Right.
It's a damn radio show. What am I supposed to do? Not
king,
talk?
Right. The king comes in. You got the radio, the R&B stations.
I think it's because they're scared of you, man. Like, when you turn up, and my lady's got to give a great definition of what turn up means.
Oh, but
oh
yeah, because they've been asking that.
When you turn up, you make everybody go to the max. Yeah. So I'll be scared to come out here, too.
He's a problem. You go drinking with him, I learned very quickly. I can get it in.
I'll be scared.
This guy will take it to another level because he pulls this thing early where he goes, oh, I don't want to have any beer. It makes me bloated. I'm like, come on, man. It's 11:30 in the morning.
The word no don't exist with low.
I know.
Drink it.
Well, anyway, Marquette King from the 415, what kind of draws he wear? Tidy whities, briefs?
I don't see that up here. You just asked that on your own? Oh, it's not on the board.
Hey, is your computer, right, on. Computer ain't even on.
Back to more. Yeah. Is it? I can never see, but he fake types every now and again. All right, more on this in just a minute. Here comes your update.
Well, it doesn't get old. The drought is over. Raiders are heading to the playoffs for the first time since 2002. And this doesn't get old either. Let's also hear from Greg Papa.
One more kneel, and the Raiders will count it down. It's like New Year's Eve. And Dick Clark is here, coach. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Raiders are in the playoffs.
So Oakland beat the Chargers 19-16 in San Diego. And with the Raiders win and a Chiefs loss, the Silver and Black regain control of the AFC West. Kansas City is now the fifth seed. A busy Raider Monday. Derek Carr will be on with JT the Brick at 10:45. Coach Jack Del Rio will be on with Damon at 3:30. 49ers get crushed by the Falcons 41-13. Falcons put up 550 yards. Niners extended their franchise record losing streak to 13 games. The Jaguars lost their ninth straight. They also fired their head coach, Gus Bradley. And Monday Night Football, Redskins host the Panthers at 5:30. And the Sharks, they dropped their final game on the road trip, 4-1 in Chicago. I'm Anna Kagadakis on your home for Oakland Raiders football, 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Anna. It's a much more pleasant voice than listening to Dibs do it, isn't it?
Why, thanks.
Yeah.
Great job, thanks, Anna. Joe. Let's go to the ice.
You got him. I call him Daffy Duck.
I'm just kidding. I love Dibs. All right. Raider Monday is brought to you by Antioch Toyota. Go to AntiochToyota.com today and the Oaks Car Club. Marquette King in studio. He's going to be hanging out, taking all your questions. 888-957-9570. But very happy to go to the phones now and welcome in 10-year NFL veteran, 2001 All-Pro. You can catch him on ESPN Sports Nation and ESPN LA's Marcellus and Kelvin, Marcellus Wiley, with Joe Lowe, Guru, and Marquette on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Marcellus. How are you?
Man, good morning, y'all up in the Bay Area. Y'all got the whole team up in there, boy. Y'all could do something.
Now, we're feeling good. Now, we got Marquette King, the punter, in here as well. In your 10 years in the league, did you ever think punting would take on such style, such grace, such sophistication?
Nah, I didn't think it would get to this place, man. At first, I just want to say respect to Marquette King, the player. I think sometimes that gets lost in all of his style points and the fact that he's bringing flair to the kicking game. I thought Reggie Roby 20, 30 years ago was going to do this, but Reggie didn't have the same personality as Marquette, so I got a lot of respect for what he's doing out there. But on our show now, I've never seen it before, where in our A block, start off the show, we're talking about a punter, and it's real, so I got love for the man.
Marquette, say something to the man,
yeah,
man.
Hey, man. Hey, don't get shy.
He getting shy.
This is why he doesn't jump in. Everyone cuts him off immediately. That's why he's not jumping in.
Man, I just want to say I appreciate the love, man. And all I'm doing is just being myself, man. And I really appreciate that.
And people don't understand, man, Marquette. See, I played for Jack Del Rio in Jacksonville, so I get what kind of personality and what kind of climate he's creating. And I told people this from day one. He's like the greatest balance of being a disciplinarian but still a player-friendly coach because he gets it. He was a former player. So having that kind of coach, man, allows you to be yourself, and we see the results. It's big, and you guys are rolling right now.
Marcellus, when you watched around the league and you saw Pittsburgh Steelers, how, you know, last year, the year before, their defense always kind of that dominant, and now you look at what's going on in Tennessee – and you see what Tennessee was able to do to, you know, see what they did to Kansas City. How much do you love Dick, and what is he able to bring to that defense?
LeBeau.
Yeah, man. I mean, you talk about, look, how long has he been coaching?
79. He still gets up like that. I mean, can you imagine how you get these guys to play that well? 79?
I mean, imagine that. And you talk about the wisdom that we all get from playing the game. I mean, how many times would you go out there and then because of experience, you're able to self-correct? And, you know, the next time you see that same play, you're ready for it. You can anticipate it. Well, with a guy like that who has that much experience and that much genius, there's nothing you're going to throw at him that he's not ready for. And you can see the results on the field from his players. And you get a tremendous amount of confidence when you have a defensive coordinator and a defensive mind on your side that's helping you decipher all of the plays that are coming your way. So you know how this game turns out. Defense wins championships in part because teams are healthy, teams are hot, and they also keep the scoreboard from getting lit up. Once you do that, you put yourself in every single ball game. You never know how things will turn out.
Marcellus, I was going to troll you because I know you love your Clippers with the Blake news, but I won't do it. I'll just save that. I'll let you read up on that.
You want to blow up the team.
Yeah, did you hear the Blake Griffin news this morning?
Oh, you can troll me right now because I'm going to troll you in the playoffs when Steph
look at him.
Oh, come on now.
And slips on a puddle and tears his knee up. So you troll me now, I'll troll you later. Let's go.
Now, do you think 3 to 6 weeks that could doom the Clippers or they could do with it? They'll make it without him?
Yeah, they're going to make – I mean, obviously, they're going to make the playoffs without them. Our seeding is going to be affected right now, third, fourth seed, where we've been hovering. Now that probably drops to sixth, seventh seed, somewhere in that neighborhood. But we'll get in there, and home court advantage in the playoffs really doesn't mean that much. All you got to do is steal one game on the other team's floor, and then you're having a home court advantage. The problem with the Clippers, really, last 3 years, man, it's been the same old song in terms of – Chris Paul or Blake Griffin are either hurt at the same time or like now, one of them is down. So the problem is we can't stay healthy, so we can't show our true talent to its fullest. Hopefully they can get back. Hopefully by April we are full throttle and we go up to Golden State and smash y'all.
Now all right. Oh, yeah, you see what you started, Guru?
No, I just had to get it in. I like Sellers, man. I had to ask him.
10-year NFL veteran Marcellus Wiley, kind enough to join us here. Joe Lowe and the Guru, 95.7 the game. The report came out this weekend that the Saints would be open to the idea of trading head coach Sean Payton. This was floated last year. Nothing ever happened. He signed an extension. Now it looks like the news is back out there. What do you think about this concept, and do you think any team's going to make a play to try to acquire him?
Well, I think you guys know better than anybody about the trading of a coach, as John Gruden was traded to the Tampa Bay Bucks back in the early 2000s, 2002, and then we saw what happened with that. They won the Super Bowl. Look, if you talk about Sean Payton and Drew Brees, both tremendous at their job, but both have been eating, I mean getting paid, and they won one Super Bowl, but I think right now it's time for them to reshuffle that deck because they're turning into that team where you can see a lot of offensive firepower, but not enough to get them over the hump and not enough to make them Super Bowl contenders. So they're just trying to figure out how can we change this up. And sometimes it's addition by subtraction. It's weird, but that's sometimes how it goes. And I can see him easily being open to it. He's been on the trade block before. They talked about firing him before, but then they give him an extension. Some job security and a big name like that in L.A. with the Rams, potentially, an offensive-minded coach, because that's the issues with the Rams. You bring that all in, that sounds like a happy marriage.
Not just that, Marcellus, but since we're talking about this merry-go-round, this carousel's getting ready to start, you look at the San Diego Chargers, Mike McCoy may be out. Is that a place? Also, when you look, you know, at Marvin Lewis and you see what's going on with the Jets, are those two coaches on the hot seat? And should Marvin Lewis, you saw the lead that they blew. I think they are a talented team. Do you think his days in Cincinnati is numbered as well?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about Marvin Lewis. It's nothing new when you talk about his job security. He's been there forever, but still not winning a playoff game ever. Just think about that in the same sentence, and it makes you realize what is he still doing there. Certainly has a good team. Some say the most talented roster in the NFL, but they underachieve year after year. So I can see him being on the hot seat. And Mike McCoy, that team has lost 7 fourth-quarter leads. Now, you can put some of that on the defense because, obviously, they're allowing points in the fourth quarter. You can put some of that on the offense. And Phillip Rivers, who once again yesterday threw a fourth-quarter interception that allowed the Raiders to win. Mike McCoy looks like he'll be the fall guy in that situation. It certainly won't be Phillip Rivers. And I don't think that they're going to make sweeping changes defensively since they got Joey Bosa, and he looks like a supreme talent as a rookie. You might want to keep things status quo on that side and just change things at the top and see if San Diego could finish some of these games and find themselves in the playoff.
Now, Marcellus, you and Lorenzo played for the Chargers. You played in Diego. You know what it's like, the relationship with the fans. And a lot was made before the game about, you know, there was more Raider fans in the stadium than Charger fans. Is there a fraction of the Charger faithful in San Diego that offends, that they're upset, or is they just don't care?
You know, it's hard to really measure the response. We know how great the Raider fan base is, not only in California, not only in Southern California, but across the world. The Raiders, the Steelers, the Cowboys, you talk about global teams. So when they come to your town, they usually take over. But even more so in California, that whole going back to the L.A. Raiders and the NWA phase and Gangsters Wear Black, and then that turned into the Oakland Raiders and so many people from L.A. going to the Bay and so many people from the Bay come to L.A., it just becomes this tunnel of love for the Raiders to go up and down the coast and get that love. I played for the Chargers. I remember them taking over the stadium. I remember our organization sending us emails and letters saying, we're going to limit how many tickets you get because we don't want y'all to give them away to people who are going to end up being Raider fans. And we look up in the stands. It's 60-70% Gangsters in Black, Men Wear Black, the Raider fans. And it was real. And you know what? To me, I never took it as like an insult. I said, you know what? That's a compliment to them and their fan base that they could ride anywhere in this country and show that kind of support.
10-year NFL vet, 2001 All-Pro. You can catch him now on ESPN Sports Nation and ESPN LA's Marcellus and Kelvin show. It's Marcellus Wiley with Joe Lowe and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Marcellus, as always, thank you so much for your time. Happy holidays to you and yours, and hopefully we can catch up again in the future.
Oh, you know we'll do it, man. Much love, Lowe Neal. Keep kicking it, Marquette, and I'll see y'all soon. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Clippers are suck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Guru, why you got to get them all fired up on that?
We're breaking news.
Talking about puddles and
staff. And,
of course,
he put a positive spin on it. It's time to blow that thing up in L.A.
You know what it's time for? Raiders on the 15.
It's time for Raiders on the 15.
Raiders on the 15 is brought to you by Dolan's Lumber, Doors, and Windows. Lowe Neal, they are going back to the playoffs for the first time since 2002. How you feeling?
I tell you what, I'm feeling pretty good. Because always say offense entertains, but defense wins championships. It was late in the third quarter, and it seems like Phillip Rivers was starting to find his mojo. He was trying to take this San Diego Charger team down the field, but it was third down and about 4 or 5. And here's the play that I like.
Play clock down to 1. Rivers just gets it off. Looks left, now middle. Check down, circle route. Tackled shy of the first down as Amerson makes the tackle on Tyrell Williams. That time the Raiders were ready.
It was absolutely amazing. Joe Amerson on a big play, on a big third down play, was able to lay the wood and prevent that first down.
Latavius Murray. I don't know if he heard us in the offseason, Marquette, but Latavius is running hard. He's running mean. I would have liked to see him with more than 13 carries, but every yard of the 81 that he got on the ground, was they needed it. And I'm just imagining cold weather. Feed the man 20 to 25 times, maybe even 30, and I think he can carry the load. And that's just an added plus to that monster they already have in the air with Carr and the two dynamic receivers.
Yesterday was all about catharsis. 2002, the last time this team goes to the playoffs, they just so happen to clinch a playoff spot on the exact same field where they lost to Tampa Bay in that Super Bowl. And not only that, the only player from that team, Sebastian Janikowski, accounts for 13 of the team's 19 points yesterday. 4 field goals and an extra point. Catharsis.
You're right. Where, I like that, Joe.
Where was Marquette in 2002?
What about the Pro Bowl kicker, Joe? What about
high school.
King?
Well,
I got some reads, and then I'm working my way right over there. Raider Mondays, brought to you by Antioch Toyota. Go to AntiochToyota.com today and the Oaks Card Club. Now, if you missed it or you're just tuning in, Raiders punter Marquette King is in studio with us.
The King is here.
You can go ahead and call in if you want to talk to the King, 888-957-9570. Are you ready to answer some questions?
Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Judy in Walnut Creek. Judy in Walnut Creek, thank you for calling. You are on with Marquette King.
Hey, good morning, guys. Oh, I listen to you every day, and I am so, so excited. Marquette, I don't know if you remember me, but earlier in the year you came by a place where I was working with Rod Streeter.
Mm-hmm.
Played the piano. I got my picture with you, which I am so proud of because you are the man.
I appreciate that.
I have so enjoyed watching you all this year. You light it up, and I love it. And I'm so excited. I've been a Raider fan for so many years. I'm a grandma. My nieces and nephews, my grandkids, everyone's so sick and tired of me telling them the old stories about the Raiders. And now they finally get to see that the stories are true, and I'm so excited. Please tell everyone on the team that you've made this grandma one of the happiest women in the Bay Area, and I scream every week at the home games. I got season tickets up in 321, and I scream my head off and have no voice for 2 or 3 days. All worth it. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Hey, Grandma, I appreciate the love. That means a whole lot to me.
She love your punning, or
yeah?
This guy's got fans all over the place. My mom didn't even. Wow. My wife's never even said she's that big a fan.
Said you?
Hey man,
yeah, she liked her some more.
Yeah, grandma need love. That's good. Grandma, good people.
Push-ups, man.
Jeez, someone turned down the thermostat in here. What's that? It's not even on.
We got the arrow.
All right, Dave in L.A. Thanks for calling in. You're on with Marquette King. Go ahead.
Good morning, Marquette. Good morning, crew. Love your show.
Thank you.
What's up?
Hey, Marquette, let me ask you something. Baby, you are the gangster of love. I want to know what's on your playlist when you're at home and you're just smooth and you're just hanging out.
Let me think. First and foremost, I think I'm going to listen to some Future. And even though I can't understand what he's saying half of the time, the beat just rides. But it depends on the mood. Like last game, I want to listen to more old school hip hop. So I had 8-Ball MJG, some Ice Cube. Like it depends on the mood.
He was talking about after the game, he's saying when you're at home and you're enjoying yourself, what
might have company.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what he was asking,
on.
Daddy.
Right, well, let's see. We got some Keith Sweat.
I've heard of Keith Sweat.
Make it last forever.
My God.
You got that smooth playlist, you know. Slow jams.
Generally, what are you using to get you ready for the game?
A little hip-hop, maybe a little smooth music if I feel like I'm getting too uppity, like too turnt, which y'all was told the definition earlier. Then I kind of start listening to some slower music to kind of bring me back down so I'm not too excited, you know.
Lo, what were you? Gospel music, I think you said?
Yeah. Kurt Franklin.
No. Kurt Franklin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was trucking
Make
people listening to Kurt Franklin?
Oh, yeah. I used to touch people now because I wanted to go lay hands on them. See, you got to realize, Daddy, when I was coming on Sunday, I was getting ready to go, don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. I had my church music going. I would be out there shouting, Joe. You say, what? Yeah.
I might need to listen to that then so I can lay hands on the ball.
Pass some of that over. Hook your man up.
Hook your ball up, man.
Andy in San Jose, thanks for waiting. You're on with Marquette King. Go ahead.
No problem. How y'all doing? Hello, Marquette.
What's going on, Andy?
What's going on? And I don't want to be out of pocket, but I just want to know what's going on with you and Kim Kardashian.
All right. Hey, we answered that earlier.
Hey, man. I ain't never seen her ever in my life. I don't know how that came out. And it's funny how people really believe stuff when it's no proof anywhere.
You know, we've seen that all over the country in the last few months. How we're willing to just grasp to anything we see or hear anywhere and then just ride with it. Like, it's got to be funny, but at times, like you said, she's married, and you're thinking, all right, I get the joke of this, but I don't want to be putting it on
Facebook. Yeah, it, I mean,
maybe they mistake you for Kanye. Maybe you look a little like him.
I look way better than Kanye now.
Yeah.
Oh, way better. 195 pounds, cut up.
Lean, all cut chisel. Up. All cut
nah,
up.
Nah, man, me and my morals, man, I would never mess with a married woman.
Of course.
And it's crazy how it got put in that rumor, but, I mean, people going to believe what they want to believe, but it's crazy.
Marquette King in studio with Joe Lowe and the Guru, 95.7 The Game. If you'd like to talk to him, 888-957-9570. Grayson in Menlo Park, you're on with the King. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guy? And you too, Guru. Hey, I'm glad you mentioned that as far as your morals, because a lot of people would run with that and let people just think what they think. But that's how you are, a stand-up guy, and you want to shut it down just the way you did right now. I appreciate you and give you much props. Hey, I want to know what the coach did when you guys came into the locker room after the game, because if I remember correctly, because I watched every play, the Raiders had very few penalties in a game that was that close. That's paramount. Did he address that, King? And, leave them think Armenians alone.
No, he didn't really address that. I think he was just too busy passing out free hugs. No, he was passing out hugs and handshakes, man. It was just fun, man. We were celebrating in the locker room, had our music playing, and ready to get on the airplane and head back. Spread the love.
This week's conversation with Marquette King brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit us at geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. Also, Raider Mondays brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet. Drive a little, save a lot. Dolan's Lumber, doors and windows as well. Marquette King's in studio. He's hanging out. I'm Joe. He's Low. He's Guru in for Dan Dibley. Those on hold. We're going to get to your calls next. If you'd like to ask Marquette a question, 888-957-9570. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Look at all these rumors
surrounding me every day. I just need some
for you, King.
Now back to Raider Mondays. Here's Joe, Lowe, and Dibs.
If you had bet against the Cleveland Browns and the San Francisco 49ers in every game they played this season and nothing else, you would be 23 wins, 4 defeats, and 1 tie. Sometimes it's just that simple. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Joe Fortball, Lorenzo Neal, the Guru in for Dan Dibley, and Marquette King,
the King is
here hanging out in studio. He's going to take your questions, 888-957-9570. Sean Livingston coming up in about 15 minutes. King, from the text line, 707, do you still play Call of Duty? I played Black Ops with you a couple years ago.
Yeah, I still play. I have my phases, though. Like, maybe a month out of the year, I might play. And I might not play my PlayStation for like 3 months. This, I don't know, I go in and out with it.
You binge.
Yeah.
You binge on it.
Yeah.
Is Call of Duty the top game for you?
I love it, man. I love it. Now, you can't play during the daytime because that's when the people that have a job playing video games get on there. And it's like every time you spawn, you down.
Wow.
So I just cut the game off. I'm not finna play with these people. It's like me trying to tell them to come out here and try to punt a ball.
He's like, I'm not playing with these people. No, but that's the skill game. You get into that game, it's not even fun at that point.
No, not no more. That's why you got to play late at night when around the time where the kids' parents be like, all right, you can play your video game for a few minutes. You just start blasting little kids.
If you want to talk to Marquette King, 888-957-9570. CJ in Windsor, you're on with Marquette. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Hey, real quick, Marquette. Now, I'm a Raider fan for 20-something years now.
Raider Nation!
And been watching you since you first kind of came onto the scene, and I noticed, and tell my wife for 2 years, hey, man, this guy's too athletic to just be punting. And then you had that, you know, botch snap, and you took it to 20-something yards. Hey, man, I just want to know, are you campaigning for a fake punt? I hope you are, man, because every game, that's what I'm looking, just snap it to you and just take off, man. What do you think?
Hey, man, I feel the same way, too, man. I'm like, hey, you gonna run it yet? You can run it. So, I mean, of course, man, it'll be fun. But at the same time, when I did run it, when I ran the ball, I definitely got lightheaded. I couldn't believe what was going on. Kind of blacked out a little bit.
That was where everyone kind of woke up and was like, oh, maybe.
He was moving, too.
Maybe Coach Del Rio has something there that might be worth looking into. I mean, what's the fastest 40 you've ever put up?
Probably like a 4.51. I mean, but I wasn't training. Moving. Coming out of Fort Valley, running with sheep on the right side and cows on the left, and a messed up field. So
4.51 is still good.
Yeah,
4.51 is really good.
Yeah, well, you're saying that because you'd like to have me ask you your time.
No,
and it
no,
came
no,
in
no,
lower
no,
than
no,
that.
No,
I think
no,
you
no,
asked
no,
me
no.
Mine, Joe. I'm about to be low. Go
you
ahead.
You tell me you got a 40 time.
What was your 40 time?
No, suits. I'm still running. I can't run 40 right now. Come on. But no, 4.51, you moving, bro. You linebackers ain't going to catch him. So you got that special teams. You get to that corner with that kind of speed, it's going to be hard to get you.
You know what? I think it was a mixture of adrenaline and running for my life. And when you put both of them together, then that's when the 4.43 come out. Yeah.
Yeah. Guru, you got a 40 time?
I'm about 4.4 in high school.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my
Guru,
God.
Come on. What do I do with this?
I'm 6'3". I was about, what, 170, 180 in high school? I was
hey,
the man.
Too
sleep.
Long. Guess what I ran
too
in high
long?
School?
Sounds like maybe a 10-yard shuttle.
Wow.
In high school, I ran a 5.2.
5.2?
Yeah, I didn't know no better. Ain't know no better, man.
Heavy?
No, I wasn't heavy. I just didn't know how to run. When I moved my right foot, my right arm came up. When I moved my left foot, my left arm came up.
Could you imagine watching that?
Looking like Crush Bandicoot.
Like one of those giant inflatable wacky two men outside of the car dealership blowing around in the breeze. So wait a minute. So when did someone show you that, no, it should be right, left, and then the left arm comes up in the right? When did you...
I mean,
do you have a coach or something?
It just took time and YouTube videos when YouTube just started. So I mean, it definitely took time.
So, evidently, you didn't run track and field in high school.
I tried to do cross country, but it came to a point where I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, am I competing or am I just running?
Got you.
So I just stopped. And, I mean, they did teach me the mechanics and stuff of running.
Sure.
Once I got in that, I was like, all right, what else?
Did you play soccer for a while?
Played soccer. I tried out, but my mom would let me stay in there because she wanted me to focus on my grades.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, mom. Your senior year, so you played high school ball,
mm-hmm.
but you played receiver, and then you went to punting. You started punting. When did coach discover you?
He told everybody to line up. He's like, who could punt? Because we had a coaching change.
Yeah.
He was like, if you think you can punt, line up. And then they snapped the ball, and I was just hitting real high and real far knuckleballs. And they're like, man, that ball goes high. But
Didn't go far.
It went far too, but I was the only one hitting them high and far, but they weren't spinning at all. So it's crazy. It worked out.
Would go to YouTube for advice on how to run, like, what do you Google search? Just, I'm fascinated. Because this is how it is. If there's something I don't know, I'm going to just go full-born research, and I'm going to do all this different stuff. So I'm figuring, like, it's like how to run?
I think he's pulling your leg a little bit.
All I did was I put in Michael Vick, and I just saw him running the ball. I'm like, okay, so that's how you run. All right. So, I mean, just trying to be like Vick, man. And he was one of my favorites to watch because I'm from Georgia. I'm a Georgia boy, Ray guy, you know. So, watch Michael Vick and see how he makes plays and just trying to emulate him.
He was two gears faster than everyone else. If you remember the national championship game, Virginia Tech, Florida State, they shouldn't have had a prayer in that game. Florida State was just nasty. They were eating up front defensively, but he's so elusive and fast, he was able to keep them in that game.
Single-handedly.
He had cheat code speed.
Oh, yeah.
Man, nobody can catch him.
You see his football life, his best highlights ever. I almost start with teary-eyed watching, like, how could somebody be this gifted and this fast? Michael Vick, man.
Like a jackrabbit. Just boom, cut.
Elusive burst. It was crazy.
He can throw the ball
playing with
yards.
Him on Madden. Man. Like, you couldn't stop him.
Bro, that's the only way I knew Matt Schaub when he came to the Raiders. I was, all right, you play with Michael Vick and you keep running with him like he can never get tired or something. Mike Vick go down and get hurt because he got injured real easy. Number 8 come in. Who is number 8? Why are you running fast? Who is this? And you try to run with him. Matt Schaub. Come on, man. And then Matt Schaub come to the Raiders. I'm at the Raiders. Bro, you the guy I tried to run with on the Madden game.
You told him that?
I told him. Wow. I was like, bro, I played with you on the video game. That's cool.
So video game skill was definitely different than those skills on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More on Schaub here. You probably weren't the first person to say something like that to him. Because everyone used to run around with Vic, and inevitably he's going to get hurt, and then white number 8's coming in.
Turn injuries off.
Number 8 come in there. Man, it's like, all right, well, he can pass real good. I'm going to just keep passing. Start hitting X square, all that.
Just nice, stable, dropping back Johnny United-style football. It's Joe, it's Low, it's Guru with Marquette King in studio. 95.7 The Game. Derek Carr is going to join JT the Brick at 10:45 today. Sue in Oakland, thanks for being on hold, waiting for us. Sue in Oakland, you're on with Marquette. Go ahead.
Hi, Sue.
We lose Sue? All right, how about Lamont in Concord?
Lamont
in Concord, you're on with the King. Go ahead.
Hey, top of the morning, all y'all. I just want to say, Marquette, man, just stay humble, man. I like your sense of humor. Same with Low, man. Y'all keep me laughing every morning, man. The show is great. Man, it's a show, man. I'll honestly, man, pay y'all to sit in the room, man. Be tied up, man. Just sit there and laugh all day because you guys keep me rolling. But, Marquette, man, your personality, your sense of humor is great, man. Don't lose that, man. Stay grounded. Stay humble. Honestly, man, I'm going to go out and buy one of your jerseys, man. Cause the second time I heard you on the station, man, and man, you had me rolling, man. I'm 27 years old, man, but I love it.
That's cool, man. I really appreciate the love, man. And I don't think you understand, but that really means a lot. And it's real humbling for me to see people buy my jersey and join the Kick Squad movement, man. It means a lot, bro, and I really appreciate that.
When was the first time you saw someone, maybe non-family or friend-related, just someone at a game wearing a King jersey?
I saw it at training camp. And, I've seen it a couple of places. And the cool thing about it is my jersey's not in the store or nothing. Like, and these people still got my jersey. And it's perfect. It's perfect, man, because
That's love.
They really ride with the Kick Squad, man. I love that. So, and if they really want it, they got to go get it. Same thing I had to do to get to this point here. I had to go get it. I had to go work.
Joe, they got
to
go on NFL and order it. That's not in any jersey.
Oh, they had to customize it.
So they got to, I mean, that's awesome that you got people like that that want to get behind you. And it says a lot for you, man. It says
Marquette,
a lot for
I want to ask you something. Don't get mad at me.
No, go ahead.
From the text line, it says, little known fact, Marquette's sister is gorgeous and a cheerleader at the University of Georgia. Is that true?
I've been doing push-ups and I wear tank tops. So, I mean.
You just trying to cause problems?
Yeah.
Wasn't even a question.
I got a sword collection in front of the living room right now, too.
Oh, that wasn't true. It is.
No, my sister's gorgeous, man. She's silly, too, man.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be a hell of a school to go to. The South. I always figured if there was one place, like I'm from the Northeast, but if you could apply LSU, Florida, Bama, those schools, Ole Miss.
You would be great, like at Grambling, because people would just love you.
It's wrong with you.
Oh, man. He'd be a legend.
You would be a legend, bro.
You would be a legend. You swagged out, too, bro.
Them red bones would love you, boy. You wouldn't come home.
I was always partial to Southern. Smart ass. Jennifer in San Jose, you're on with the King. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on, Marquette. I'm a huge fan. I follow you on social media, and I've been following you for a pretty long time, and I was wondering this whole, like, Green Ranger thing. Like, when did it all start? I like Jason David Frank, but I was just wondering, like, were you a fan of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers when you were a kid? Like, what's that all about?
I was a huge fan. The Green Ranger was one of the most swagged out Rangers ever. It's almost like he was a team player, but at the same time, he had his own swag. And when they needed him, he came. It's like punt team. Hey, punt team, when all of them getting beat up or something, they'd be like, hey, we need the Green Ranger. You pull the sword out, bring his little dragon thing out. But, man, I've always loved the Green Ranger. And when I got to the point to where I could actually buy the outfit, why not? You know what I'm saying? I can afford to get this outfit. Why not get the outfit and put it on?
From the 515, what was the most expensive thing you ever bought when you got that big money?
A house. I think, yeah, a house. Cause I don't really spend money like that. I mean, unless you around.
big money you're spending on too. I know that.
Joe, come on, bud. Why are you supposed to have my back of all these guys? Me and you.
And don't think for one second that we're not aware. Those computers aren't even on. As Marquette said earlier. It's from the 515. What area code is that, by the way? Are you just saying whatever? What is the most expensive thing you ever bought?
You like that question, though.
I do, yeah. 515 is Iowa? Did you just look that up?
We got people in Iowa.
Well, that's some fast Googling right there. Yeah. That's some fast Googling.
Oh, my God.
About top. Now Tone wants to come in. Oh, he's got it. Now he's going to go with area code. We asked for a drop, and you can't go
The show's over in 18 minutes. Right. He's just hitting his stride. Just not waking up. All right, it's Joe Ford and Ball. It's Lorenzo Neal. The Guru's in for Dibs. Dibs will be back tomorrow. Marquette King's in. We'll take more of your calls next, and we believe Sean Livingston's going to be swinging by for a conversation. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a flash. Jolo Dibs and the Guru, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Raider Mondays. Here's Joe, Lo, and Dibs.
Marquette King in studio. Joe Fortenball, Lorenzo Neal, the Guru in for Dibley. Marquette, you said that game Thursday night against Kansas City was the coldest you had ever played in. Anyone watch Green Bay, Chicago yesterday?
Oh,
obviously,
no.
I don't think you did. You were a bit busy. It was so cold. So cold at Soldier Field. I think it was the third quarter. Running back for the Bears, linebacker for the Packers on the goal line, run into each other. The C for Chicago on the helmet flies off. So cold, the stickers were freezing, cracking, and flying off the helmets.
Never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just think how cold your brain is out there. It's freaking cold.
Hey, you got to be able to hit a switch to play in that kind of weather,
man.
You got to be able to hit a switch, man. Anybody can't play this sport.
One guy who, lucky enough, he gets to play indoors, Sean Livingston, Warriors guard, with Joe Lowe, the Guru, and Marquette King on 95.7 The Game. How are you, Sean?
I'm great. Hey, I got a question today.
Shoot.
And this is for Marquette. What's the mentality got to be like when you know it's that cold out there? What is your mentality like? Do you have to really prepare yourself mentally to play in weather like that? Because we're lucky we get to play indoors. What's your mentality like?
Man, the mentality's just, hey, man, we got to win. Like, you got to do whatever you got to do to win the game. And it's kind of like, man, forget everything else, dog. Like, I'm only out here for 4 hours. And do I want these 4 hours? These 4 hours are going to determine what the rest of my life is going to be like. Mm. So You got to look at it like that. You got to go through all that. You got to do what you got to do for those 4 hours to go through the rest of your life.
Yeah, the difference, Sean, man, we had to lube it up, bro. We get all that Vaseline, you put it on your body before the game, you all over your body, dog. So it's freezing out there. Hey, speaking of you guys, man, you guys seem like you're on a little roll. Other night, you really were you kind of surprised at the lackluster performance? And when you're playing, you know, it's a mental, you get up for competition, that's just the way it is. But when you have nights where you just don't show up, is that a mental thing? Is that a coaching thing? What happened the other night?
Yeah, it's mental for sure. It's mental. I think it's tough too. I mean, we played Portland just Saturday, but on Thursday we played the Knicks, and you know they're playing without their best player Carmelo Anthony and Derrick Rose, and it's you know it tricks you. It's like you got to play reverse psychology for yourself in order to really get up for the game. I mean, it's 82 games, so you know a lot of the games sometimes you might not have the same energy as you would maybe the first game of the season or the playoffs. So it's a mental challenge as well to really prepare yourself and try to find the energy.
Sean, I got a 12-year-old. You're one of his favorite players. We sit down and watch the game. I'm trying to teach him about the post. And when you go down there and just do your signature turnaround, where did you get that from? And who was your guy growing up or guys to where you said, you know what, I want to emulate them?
You know what? My favorite player was Penny Hardaway.
That's a beast.
I mean, I don't know if anybody watched the 30 for 30, the Showtime with the Magic.
I almost choked up, Sean. I almost choked up watching it.
Man, I mean, it's you know, they were really that good. You talk about what, you know, Shaq and Kobe did. I mean, they were really Shaq and Kobe before, you know, before all that dynasty in L.A. And, I mean, so he was my favorite guard growing up. And then I had the opportunity to play with Sam Cassell, who was another, you know, post-up big guard. You know, so just honing in on my game, realizing, you know, I lost some athleticism with my injury. So just playing to my strengths, being 6'7", going down in the post.
In your opinion, who had the better performance in the movie Blue Chips? Was it Shaq or was it Penny?
Oh, man, again, I told my
Neon Badeau. Neon Badeau. He didn't want anything. He just wanted to play hoops.
I know. I might be on Shaq and a Fool for saying this, but it's probably Penny. I'm going with Penny.
All right. Sean Livingston with Joe Lowe, the Guru, and Marquette King on 95.7 The Game. All right. So this is the week all the fans have been waiting for. Christmas this weekend in Cleveland against the Cavs. Obviously, you guys, it's one day at a time. We get the business aspect of everything. But is at least a piece of you looking ahead for this game? Or is at least a piece of the team just starting to get amped up that the big showdown's coming up?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's it's human nature, really, to look forward to that game. The whole world wants to see it. We want to play it, you know. Obviously, you know, it's kind of, you know, we want to get revenge in a sense, right? I mean, they're the champions and, you know, they're the defending champions. And so it's human nature to look forward to that game. But again, like you said, the business aspect is we got to take care of each game, you know. And so we got a couple games before then, just got to focus. So we're looking forward to it, though.
Sean, at times, you know, maybe some of the guys, you know, on other teams that I played with in my career that maybe I'd go to dinner with them if we're playing on a Sunday, maybe on a Friday night, you know, maybe an offensive player. Sometimes when you guys play in some of these road games, do you guys still hang out with any of the guys or it's just all business?
Yeah, no, we do. I mean, you know, certain guys that we've, you know, I played on 10 different teams. So, again, that's more than normal. And so I play with a lot of different players. So just going into certain cities, you have, you know, friends that you've made, you know, with playing, you know, playing with those guys, being ex-teammates or whatnot. And so, you know, usually I'll catch up with guys that I played with, you know, grab some dinner, you know, see their family or whatnot. But then once we get on the court, you know what time it is. It's definitely all business. We're trying to get that win.
Warriors guard Sean Livingston with Joe Lowe, the Guru, and Marquette King on 95.7 The Game. Sean, thanks again for coming on. We always appreciate talking with you. If we don't get a chance to catch up again this week, best of luck in Cleveland. We'll be watching, and happy holidays to you, your family, and everybody on the team.
Hey, Sean, let's set up this dunk contest, man.
What's that?
Let's set up this dunk contest for the offseason.
Can you dunk?
I'm with it.
I only got so many dunks in me now, though. So I gotta let you know, I got two dunks in me. So,
well, that means it's even. It's even because I'm a punter and you only got two dunks in you, so it's even.
Okay, respect. Hey, best of luck to you guys in the playoffs and congrats too, Bob.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Y'all keep balling.
East Bay love, baby. Sean Livingston with Joe Lowe, the guru, on 95.7 The Game. Tickets for all Warrior home games, including Tuesday's game against the Utah Jazz, always available at warriors.com. Even in the event of a sellout, there are always last-minute holds and secondary tickets for resale available on warriors.com. The Santa Cruz Warriors, Golden State's NBA D-League affiliate, is going to host the Oklahoma City Thunder's D-League affiliate, the Oklahoma City Blue, at Oracle Sunday, February 12th, marking the first time the D-League team has played on Golden State's home court. The first 10,000 fans who enter Oracle will receive a special edition Steph Curry surfing Santa Cruz bobblehead. For more information, including how to purchase tickets, visit warriors.com. All right, King. Thanks so much for coming, and you are welcome anytime, my man.
Man, I appreciate the love, man. This is like family right here. This is second team right here. I play for the Raiders, and I play for 95.7.
Look at it.
Let's go.
Nice,
let's
go. Well, when you going to take Joe out and let him see, you know, get the swag? You think he got swag, right? He'd be a star, wouldn't he?
I'll get down.
Hey, you already know. Tell him to holler at us at the season.
What if I wanted to come kick with you at practice?
I don't want to holler at Lowe. Hey, man, it's too expensive.
Holler at your boy. Okay.
It's too expensive. I don't want to holler at Lowe anymore. I'm done hollering at Lowe.
Damn, Joe. Ellie, you see this guy throwing me on the bus?
Come on.
I thought it was your guy.
Huh?
You trained me in, huh?
No, I mean, we're boys. It's just, it's a bit lopsided of a relationship.
I saw what's up. Please don't trade me in, son.
Derek Carr will join JT the Brick at 10:45 for Low Neal, for the Guru, for Anna, for Marquette King. I'm Joe Fornball. Thanks for hanging out with us today, everybody. Your Raiders are back in the playoffs for the first time since 2002. JT the Brick is up next. 95.7 The Game.
Let's get crazy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.